Watch, Landman Rips the View. Hosts Who Hate Millionaires and Trump and Men and You and Me. By Warner Todd Houston on December 15, 2025. This week's episode of Taylor Sheridan's hit Paramount Plus Oil Man series Landman takes aim at ABC's woke daytime talk show The View, ripping the co-hosts as hateful of men, capitalism, and Donald Trump. In the episode, entitled The Pirate Dinner, the Paramount Plus series features a conversation between Tommy Norris, Billy Bob Thornton, and his father, T.L., Sam Elliott, when the pair begin talking about ABC's The View, according to Variety. Tommy ends up ripping the show as a bunch of pissed-off millionaires bitching about how much they hate millionaires and Trump and Men and You and Me and everybody else they gotta be up their ass about. It's pretty funny. Tommy's dad replies, "Don't sound funny." "Well, it ain't joke funny," Tommy replies, "it's like fart in church funny, you know what I mean." In his typical grumbly deliver, Elliot's TL responds, "That don't sound funny, either." Tommy then says, "Well, it depends on your proximity to the fart." Billy Bob Thornton was a guest on the daytime show when Landman premiered in 2024. The series has been hailed as a conservative antidote to wokeness on TV. Last year, for instance, Tommy was heard ripping green energy. "Do you have any idea how much diesel they had to burn to mix that much concrete?" Tommy says. "You want to guess how much oil it takes to lubricate that fucking thing? Or winterize it?" From an educational standpoint, if you watch just one scene from the new series Landman starring Billy Bob Thornton, this should be it. Spread it far and wide. At Landman Plus hashtag oil hashtag Texas hashtag Permian hashtag Midland hashtag Taylor Sheridan hashtag oil industry hashtag energy hashtag Chenergy hashtag petroleum hashtag oil and gas. pic.twitter.com/app2jg0pripu. Texas Alliance, at Texas Alliance EAP, November 25, 2024. In its 20-year lifespan, it won't offset the carbon footprint of making it, he adds. "And don't get me started on solar panels and the lithium in your Tesla battery," he said. "And never mind the fact that, if the whole world decided to go electric tomorrow, we don't have the transmission lines to get the electricity to the cities. It'd take 30 years if we started tomorrow." Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston, Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston, or at x/Twitter at WT Houston.